Hashtag Where is my name? A women-led campaign on social media is starting to challenge the old Afghan tradition. It was recently launched by a small group of women's rights activists. They want to bring women's given names to official documents and to the lips of Afghan people. According to Afghan tradition, it's taboo to publicly reveal a woman's real name. Women are generally only referred to as the mother, daughter, or sister of the eldest male in their family. Using the name of a woman is frowned upon and can even be considered an insult. Now Afghan women say, "Call me by my name." Quisiera tener cosas dulces que escribir, pero tengo que decidir y me decido por la rabia. Hashtag Me Too. The Me Too movement, with variations of related local or international names, is a social movement against sexual abuse and sexual harassment, where people publicize allegations of sex crimes. It is based upon breaking silence and wants to empower women through empathy and solidarity, through strength in numbers, especially young and vulnerable women, by visibility demonstrating how many women have survived sexual assault and harassment. After millions of people started using the phrase and hashtag in this manner in English, the expression began to spread to dozens of other languages in countries such as Turkey, Iran, Afghanistan, Egypt, Pakistan, Nigeria, Ethiopia, and many, many more. Cinco mujeres hoy han sido asesinadas y a la hora por lo menos 20 mujeres violadas. Eso que solo es un día en Guatemala, multiplícalo y sabrás por qué estamos enojadas.
Estamos juntas.
Y ahora que estamos juntas.
Y ahora que sí nos ven.
Y ahora que sí nos ven.
Abajo el patriarcado se va a caer, se va a caer.
Abajo el patriarcado se va a caer, se va a caer.
Arriba el feminismo que va a vencer, que va a vencer.
Arriba el feminismo que va a vencer.
Hashtag Ni Una Menos. Ni Una Menos is a Latin American movement that campaigns against gender-based violence. The campaign was started by a collective of Argentine female artists, journalists, and academics, and has grown into a continental alliance of feminist forces. The movement regularly holds protests against femicides, but has also touched on topics such as gender roles, sexual harassment, gender pay gap, sexual objectification, legality of abortion, sex workers' rights, and transgender rights. The movement became recognized with the use of the hashtag Ni Una Menos on social media, a title under which massive demonstrations were held.
No voy a andar con pinzas para quien no entienda que esto es una emergencia y estamos preparadas. No soy pacifista, no me exijan cosas que no ofrezco, no pedí un pedestal ni lo merezco.
Hashtag F Your Beauty Standards, coined in 2013. Tess Holliday launched the F Your Beauty Standards movement on Instagram to show that women don't have to be a certain size to love their body, big or small, and that their size should not dictate their fashion choices. Holliday, a plus-size model who has repeatedly faced criticism for her size 22 body, is a prominent voice in the body positivity movement and has continued to advocate for the fat acceptance, providing that women of all sizes are beautiful and brilliant.
Soy como las otras hartas de andar con miedo agresiva porque es la forma en que me defiendo.
Hashtag Everyday Sexism, coined in April 2015. This hashtag surfaced when author Laura Bates, founder of the Everyday Sexism Project, began encouraging women to share instances of sexism perpetrated against them daily, from microaggressions to blatant misogyny. Many women shared their experiences of how they are treated differently by men and society as a whole for being a woman. The hashtag helped broaden the conversation about sexism to include not just the most outrageous behaviors, but also the smallest offenses that are so often normalized but have a cumulative effect of oppressing women's voices.
No tengo privilegio que proteja este cuerpo. En la calle creen que soy un blanco perfecto, pero soy negra como mi bandera y valiente en nombre mío y en el de todas mis bisabuelas.